Exclusive interview, Nashville hitmaker Wallin teams with 18-year-old singer for pro-life anthem I Was Gonna Be. Written from POV of aborted baby. By David Ng and Jerome Hudson on June 21, 2024. I just wanted people to hear the voice of the voiceless. Nashville songwriter Chris Wallin said of the new country single I Was Gonna Be. A powerful pro-life anthem written from the point of view of a baby that never had a chance to be born. I truly believe this is a God thing that happened. Wallin, who has penned hits for some of country music's biggest stars, including Toby Keith, Trace Adkins, Garth Brooks, Montgomery Gentry, and Kenny Chesney, said the writing process for I Was Gonna Be was deeply personal. In an interview with Breitbart News Daily's Mike Slater on Sirius XM Patriot 125, Wallin said, I started writing this song for myself. I didn't think anyone would have the courage to sing this. But Wallin found his muse. Halfway through the writing of the song, he met an 18-year-old newcomer from Indiana named Rachel Holt. He knew right away that he had found the right singer. I played her the song and her first words, she goes, I'm singing that song. She told Wallin, I think a lot of the songs that girls my age listen to never talk about real life. And that's what I want to do. But Wallin explained to the young artist that recording a song like this doesn't come without significant risk. He wanted Rachel to understand that I Was Gonna Be isn't just any song and that there are people who are going to be visceral about this song, on both sides. Good and bad. But the teenage singer had a very simple response that confirmed for Wallin that he had found the right artist for the song. She said, I don't care. She went on to say that she fully understood the politically charged conversation abortion brings and how the debate about life is a flashpoint culture war topic, particularly among people her age. She's 18 years old and she's 100% traditional values and she isn't scared to talk and sing about it, Wallin told Breitbart. And that's so important these days? Everything that's going on, to have a young woman perform this song is all the more important. The release of I Was Gonna Be truly exhibits the courage of a young artist who's not afraid to use her voice and talent to combat the high-profile and powerful messaging of the left that is designed to normalize abortion for young people. After the overturning of Roe v. Wade, megastars like Taylor Swift, Kelsey Ballerini, Maren Morris, Brandi Carlile, Lizzo, Olivia Rodrigo, Lily Allen, Phoebe Bridgers, and Pink all used their massive social platforms to push pro-choice messages. I Was Gonna Be lyrics. Some don't believe I'm a living soul. Just a bad mistake that needs to go. If my mama could've just seen my face. Maybe she would've had me anyway. There are those who speak for me. Who fight for lives that they can't see. But there are some who only mourn. This life of mine if I were born. All I wanted was a chance. To learn to love and laugh and dance. But I was gone before I arrived. Sent back to heaven on a starlight flight. Yeah, I was gonna change the world. I was gonna be a girl. The first thing I was gonna do was breathe and fall in love with you. But a couple weeks before I saw the light, mine flickered out when you changed your mind. All I wanted was a chance to learn to love and laugh and dance. But I was gone before I arrived. Sent back to heaven on a starlight flight. I was gonna have some pretty curls. Yeah, I was gonna be a girl. I'm more than just some one-night stand. Or some burden that you think I am. And there ain't no man ever gonna be what I was gonna be. Some don't believe I'm a living soul. Just a bad mistake that needs to go. Wallin, who serves as head of A&R for Based Records, a Nashville-based label whose slogan is the Counterculture Music Company, knows releasing a single about abortion from a pro-life perspective was never going to be easy. He had no commercial expectations for I Was Gonna Be when he started out, but he forged ahead anyway. The label knew they wanted to release the single on the first day of National Celebrate Life weekend, which is just days ahead of the anniversary of the overturning of Roe v. Wade. But Wallin said he faced many obstacles, including finding promotional sponsors. We did not leave one stone unturned when it came to calling up and talking to pro-life groups. None of them would get on board with us with this at the end, Wallin said. Eventually, he found a partner in Patriot Mobile. Listen to Chris Wallin's full interview. Breitbart Middle.Chris Wallin, June 21, 2024. It took a mobile company that is pro-life over pro-life companies to actually get involved. Wallin said the difficulties made it clear to him that conservatives need to do a better job fighting the culture wars. We need to stick together because that's what the left is doing, he said. The left's omnipresence in the entertainment world is huge in a young person's mind. That's a huge influence, and we need to combat that. He said one way the right can win is to prioritize artistic excellence. Make great music first that just happens to say what we believe. I was gonna be as available for streaming and purchase today.